Some Springfield intersections with the highest traffic volume and crash rates are Battlefield Road and Campbell Avenue, Battlefield Road and National Avenue, Campbell Avenue and Sunshine Street, and National Avenue and Sunshine Street. Mandy Bootkin Quinn, safety engineer for the city of Springfield, says officials find that 90% of crashes at high volume intersections were rear-end collisions.
Basically, people are distracted or they're going too fast. There might be on the major intersection, there's usually driveways on either side where people are turning in and out of. So there's a lot going on.
She says many of today's drivers are distracted by technology.
We encourage people, for one, to drive defensively. That includes to not be distracted by cell phones or for anything else going on within the vehicle, obviously. Another really important thing to consider is to just slow down and take extra time when you're making a right turn at a major intersection. There's usually something called a slip lane. Be sure that person in front of you is really going to merge into traffic smoothly and doesn't stop abruptly after a while.
Despite concerns at high-volume intersections, a crash report released this week cites a 14% decrease in overall crashes from January 1st through September 30th, compared to 2013 figures over that same span. The report notes 1,259 injury crashes in the first 9 months of 2014, also a decrease, and one more traffic fatality so far this year. The year-to-date figures were listed in the first of a now monthly traffic safety report to be provided by Springfield Public Works. It's an attempt to provide statistics, but also increase awareness about traffic safety issues and the department's traffic safety programs. Bootkin Quinn says educating drivers is key in creating safer roadways.
Trying to drive home to people that they need to drive attentively and not be distracted, and also slow down when they do get to those major intersections. Even if they do have the green light, it's a good idea to be on full alert.
Halloween is the most dangerous time for child pedestrians because it invites so many trick-or-treaters onto the streets of Springfield. October's public safety report encourages drivers to slow down and watch out for kids as they enjoy the fall festivities. For KSMU News, I'm Brianna Simmons.